You're listening to SBS News.
Kevin Liu never envisioned 18 months of his early 20s would be spent going between hospital and a rehabilitation centre in Sydney's northwest. The 28-year-old tells SBS News he was always moving, always active, a full-throttle kind of guy.
Before the accident, I was a full-time university student, and I was also simultaneously doing an internship with Sydney University Football Club. I was also working two different jobs, one as a swim instructor and coach, as well as the second job was selling bikes as a bicycle salesman.
But that changed on Mother's Day 2013. Kevin, like many who acquire a traumatic injury, can't remember the exact details of the accident, but relies on others to put together an account of what happened. He'd been cycling when a pothole caused him to come off his bike, head first, at speed. Despite wearing a helmet, he was left with a traumatic brain injury that needed 10 surgeries to relieve pressure on his brain and reconstruct his skull.
There was a time period of my accident, or after my accident, that I was experiencing post-traumatic amnesia, which I couldn't remember your day-to-day activities. But once I overcame that and I began to see what I was doing and realise what I was doing, I could put things together. I could finally, like, pieces of the puzzle would come together as well.
His remarkable recovery wasn't just limited to relearning how to walk, talk and eat. Kevin has gone on to finish his university degree in exercise physiology and now runs marathons and is back on his bike. He's also returned to Royal Rehab to share his experience of injury and recovery to help other people.
As I was able to recover to the extent in which I have been able to, I wish to pay it forward. I'm a big believer in just doing the small things to help other people gain, again, a sense of purpose and fulfillment in their lives, that I wanted to be able to help them achieve that.
Re-establishing a lost identity is one of the priorities of rehabilitation programs. It's done through introducing sport, cooking, gardening and outings to empower patients. Here's Julie Pryor, the Director of Research and Innovation at Royal Rehab.
The very important role that we play here and we value here is helping people to reshape their identity following a newly acquired disability. If you introduce things like early intervention, vocational rehabilitation early after somebody's injury, people actually then start to see the future with these sorts of possibilities in it.
For 120 years, Royal Rehab in the Sydney suburb of Ryde has provided disability and rehabilitation services to more than 61,000 Australians. The organisation, with its 711 staff members, 155 volunteers and modern accommodation facilities, is a far cry from its humble beginnings as a centre set up by founder Susan Shart in 1899. Ms. Shart, who was blind from birth, opened the first space to care for people with disabilities after meeting a man without legs who was destined for a life on the streets. Here's Julie Pryor again.
120 years ago, there was no community support. There was a wide-held belief that people brought disabilities on themselves, even if they were born with a disability and clearly had nothing to do with bringing it on themselves. There was a sense that people were somehow responsible.
Past attitudes are also revealed in Royal Rehab's previous names, the Commonwealth Home for Destitute Invalids and the New South Wales Home for Incurables. Ms. Pryor, its Research and Innovation Director, has been part of the organisation for 32 years and says even in her time working with people with disability, the attitudes have changed.
Broadly in the community, people with disabilities were shunned, there was stigma, and there still is some of that today in some sections of our community. But we have moved a long way.
What has remained constant at Royal Rehab is the legacy of Susan Shart, the centre's founder. Even today, the organisation remains largely funded by philanthropy and is a not-for-profit, allowing it to be innovative in its approach to rehabilitation services. A horse-riding accident 13 years ago left Caitlin Lyle an incomplete paraplegic with limited movement and feeling in her legs.
I'd never really known anyone in a wheelchair. Probably always thought that that was something for older people or people born with disability, or never thought that it was something that could happen to me.
Caitlin says Royal Rehab enabled her to rebuild her life. She's gone on to travel the world, pursue a career, and is now raising two children.
disability is part of my life, but it also just molds into everything else in my life. Like, I don't think it's one concrete thing. It's just like everything, you know. If I think it's a good thing, like, it's not like that disability is separate to me not being able to do something. It's just part of everything.
Caitlin Lyle and Kevin Liu are among the 61,000 people who came to Royal Rehab at a very challenging time in their lives. But they are among the millions that have had their understanding of disability reshaped. Laurie Luira, SBS News.